Benjamin can have love for the trucky. Beautiful minds, but we love getting ugly. Risk takers with a clover, man, we love getting lucky. You run, we chase fire, I love when it ducks me. Tones go off, house watch, read the address out. 1075, get up off the magic couch. 500 gallons prepared for the baddest drought. Who else you want on the way when disaster's out? Can't even get a little bit rattled when you enter with exit apparel. Mayday member down, they'll drag you. You won't get this from every Tom, Dick, and Harold, but here's a view from the top floor with Mickey Farrell.
Welcome back, guys, to another episode of A View from the Top Floor. Today, I want to talk about the Rapid Intervention Team, the Rapid Intervention Crew, the Fast Truck, whatever that term is that your department has adopted. I think we've been blurred with the understanding of truly what this team or this company's purpose is on the fire ground. You know, it's been around, believe it or not, since 1915 in New York City, where Rescue One originally started the first RIT team, or Fast Truck, whatever terminology you want to call. But their main purpose was to be on the fire scene, ready to go to work if a firefighter was to go down and give a mayday. It works. The system worked. As time progressed, we kind of came into the 80s where OSHA kind of got involved, the two-in, two-out program. So the adapted or the what the FDNY has adopted as at one point was the RIC or RIT or Fast Truck, and how they were operating in fires didn't really go hand-in-hand with the two-in and two-out safety initiative that the fire service went through in the late 80s. So moving forward to around, I think, 2002-ish, it was across the board for the nation that we had to provide a team ready to go to work in case a firefighter was to go down. I think it's a good tool if understood the purpose. If not understanding what our main objective is, I do find it, especially in understaffed departments, a complete waste of manpower that got blurred through the understanding or the misunderstanding, I should say, of safety. Now, safety is number one for firefighters, right? And, you know, I don't know how I feel about that, but the statement that has to be said, obviously, is that it is about our safety. I'm not saying that we should not be looking out for one another. We should not be going to fires and being safe about it. Of course, we're being safe and we're doing everything in our power to remain safe at these fires. But not doing our job at fires is where we've kind of fallen in to like the gray area of what the Fast Truck is. The Fast Truck stands for Firefighter Assist and Search Team. So far too often I go to fires and I see the Fast Truck standing there, not doing anything at all, not understanding where to fill in, what gaps need to be filled, or even understanding where the companies are operating within the building, because nobody truly wants to be the Fast Truck. It just is what it is. We all want to go to fires. We want to work. I know when I get the alarm and we're going to a fire, I'm excited. But then very quickly, when you realize you're the Fast Truck, it's kind of taking the wind out of your sails. And that's how we cannot operate at a fire. Going to fires is a privilege. It's an honor. And just because we're not the first or second due companies, we still get to go. And every fire we go to, we can learn something. So I always ask the question that, you know, anybody love golf or anyone love surfing? Whatever that passion is outside the fire service, people are extremely passionate about it. So you're on the back nine playing the best round of golf in your life. You get to the 18th hole and you're about to break your best score ever. You study that green like your life depends on it. Every curve, every move, the height of the little grass, how fast the ball rolls, right? That's how we play golf when you're really, really passionate about it. Surfing. When I go to the beach and I'm studying the waves for 45 minutes to an hour, waiting for the right possible moment to get into that water, timing it perfectly. So when I do get in, I know exactly where to fit in, right? Passionate about surfing. So anything that you're passionate about that's outside the fire service is how we have to act or how we have to present ourselves when we go to these fires as the Fast Truck, the RIC team, or the RIT team, whatever your terminology is. Take that moment to study the fire building. Study fire behavior, fire travel. Take a moment to understand tempo, flow, rhythm, cadence, all these things that I talk about all the time, this is your time to sit back and analyze it, to watch it. So especially with, you know, you have the young kids, you know, the probies standing there, and they're all bunkered up, ready to go to work, and they're kind of just like looking around, not really understanding what's going on. Take that moment to do conduct a drill with them. Tell them, okay, watch the fire in this window. It's developing. It's developing. Watch that next window, the velocity of that smoke, right? The volume of fire traveling throughout that building. Now watch. Okay, 3, 2, 1. That next window lights off. See that? Teach them about reading smoke, fire development, the tempo of the fire travel in certain buildings. These are great opportunities, right? We need to become passionate about the fire ground, just as if we're passionate about playing golf or surfing or hunting or fishing, whatever it is that you go home and study. So when you go out and enjoy yourself, you are at your absolute peak performance in that passion you love. So I believe most of us are passionate about the fire service, but we get disgruntled when we're the fast truck. It's just the way it is. So take that moment to really, really dial it in and conduct a drill. Don't be on your phone. Don't be standing around picking your nose, checking out the girls. Study the fire building. We're very fortunate with so many people videoing fires these days. I mean, we have buffs everywhere. It's like they're beating us to the fires a lot of times. It's good to study fires on YouTube, but there's nothing like being at a fire front row and learning. Martin Scorsese has a quote. Cinema is a matter of what's in the frame and what's out. Simply put, that we have to treat every fire scene like a movie set. As you approach that fire, especially as the Rick or fast truck, approach that fire on the opposite side of the street so you can take in the entire fire as if it is a movie set. Incredibly important to do that. We're so quick to be moth to flame going to these fires, you know, focusing in on the fire building. I like the concept of this. Getting off the rig, every firefighter has their complement of tools. Now, of course, every building will dictate a little bit differently. Maybe take the forceful entry saw if we're dealing with a commercial building or mixed occupancy, if we're dealing with a project or high rise, the elevator keys, and we kind of have to understand the details within the buildings we're responding to. But getting off the rig with your complement of tools and moving to that fire building as if you are going into firefighting duty, not necessarily the fast truck. This sets that mindset, or that sets that tempo for the fire, that when you're put to work, you're ready to go and nowhere to fit in. You've already identified the tempo of the fire because you're a part of it. I don't necessarily like when we get off the rig and we take the Stokes basket and we fill it with all kinds of tools and then we carry it up to the command post. Notice I said carry. Please, please do not drag the Stokes basket to the command post. One of my biggest pet peeves on the fire ground, pure laziness. If you're going to do that system with the Stokes basket, put all your tools in, wait for the chauffeur to square up, whatever he has to do, if that's going to fill in the gap or whatever it may be, but take that Stokes basket at that point and carry it like a company. Carry it like professionals. Do not drag it. Don't take the hook and pull it into position. Carry it to where you need to be. Something else to think about is when you get there, if it's a project or high-rise type building, getting that Stokes basket to where you need it. So maybe an idea is to leave that Stokes basket in the street or in the lobby and then taking that sked up to the floors below the fire, wherever you're staging, closer to the fire floor. Some things to talk about and drill about, but I really, really like the idea of getting off the rig with your complement of tools and then walking up to that fire scene like you're getting put to work for fire duty, because now we can align ourselves with the tempo of the fire. If the tempo of the fire is at a high rate, we already know a fireman's down, a fireman's trapped. Well, that changes the game. Do we really have time to load this dose basket with a ton of shit and then carry it up there? I kind of like to get off the rig and just put yourself to work, obviously, right? Now, the command posts are going to put you to work, but in the idea of putting ourselves to work. Some things to talk about in the firehouse, a quick drill, the kitchen table can kind of square those things away, but take the time. When you're at the fire, to analyze the fire, learn the fires, understand where you fit in if you were to be put to work, and understand where the companies are operating within that building. Very, very important we do this. There's a term, soften the building. I don't like that term. I think we should just act as if we're professional firefighters. So firefighter assist and search team. That's why I like the fast rather than Rick or Rip. the I in those acronyms stand for intervention. It's not necessarily having intervention at a fire. I think that we're assisting and searching as a company. So I like the acronym. Not that I'm an acronym guy. If you know me, you know I'm not. But the FAST acronym kind of maps out what we have to do. Like firefighter, we're assisting. And when I say assisting, as simple as if you're standing there analyzing the fire, watching the conditions change, and they're starting a third line, and the tempo's starting to change for the worst, well, you know what? Make sure that line gets into position. Break off from the command post and help stretch that line. If they're understaffed or if there's a parked car or a coupling gets stuck, don't stare at it. I've seen it so many times. The FAST truck stands there and watches an engine company struggle with the long stretch. Just jump in and assist them. Obviously, if we're not freelancing, we're assisting. Very, very different. Throwing portable ladders. This is a great, great opportunity to do that as well. That would come from under command of your officer, probably in the command post, but you can do it. We're not there just to stand there. We're there to assist, and we are there to align ourselves with the tempo. If things were to go wrong, we ultimately know where and how and at what pace we need to fit in. All right, just some thoughts on the FAST truck, RIT team, RIC team, whatever it is for you, but make it work for you. Nobody wants to do it. It's a job on the fire ground that it's an honorable job if you're put to work, but we all know that, I mean, the studies show that most of the firefighters that give a mayday aren't truly rescued by the FAST truck or the RIT team. They're rescued by the firefighters operating inside, many times a special operations command that are in there, understanding what the traditional purpose was from 1915 with Rescue 1 and the FDNY, where they developed this concept of being in the fire building and kind of filling in the gaps and being ready to go aid to a downed firefighter. Again, we've kind of got lost with the safety police and the way we've kind of, the tides go in, the tides go out. Well, with this, I feel like we've got the line drawn in the sand. And yes, there's reasons behind it, but let's not get lost in it, okay? Just understand, ultimately, that the FAST truck is there to assist us, and it's a great and honorable tradition of the job if we understand where we fit in at the job. All right, guys, I'm Mickey Farrell. Just a quick thought on the FAST truck. I appreciate it. And stay tuned for the next episode. Thanks.